The Bush administration may have lost its fight to drill in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge in Alaska, but its determination to expand oil and gas production is already a reality in Wyoming. In the Powder River Basin, the nation's largest domestic energy project is underway. As NPR's Elizabeth Arnold reports, it's a coal bed methane gas bonanza that's making some people rich and costing others the family ranch.
Wyoming's Powder River Basin is a vast expanse of rolling range, a horizon of sagebrush and dust, sculpted by an unrelenting wind. This is a place of trailer homes and tumbleweeds, antelope and diesel trucks. Ranchers have scraped the surface here for generations grazing cattle, but below ground is a far more profitable venture.
About 5 or 6 years ago, industry began to realize that you could get the gas out of the coal at a very, very inexpensive rate and make a lot of money. And it's just been like a gold rush frenzy here ever since.
Jill Morrison heads up the Powder River Basin Resource Council, several hundred landowners, mostly ranchers, who are concerned about the consequence of the frenzy, and with good reason. Most of this land was federal until it was homesteaded in the 1900s. But when the homesteaders received deeds to the land, the government held on to the mineral rights below and sold those rights separately from the land on top. So now ranchers who don't own what's beneath them have to give access to oil and gas producers who do.
The telephone rings, somebody knocks on your door, they say, hey, we're coming out. Or they just show up and they say, hi, we're from the ABC Drilling Company and here's our plan and sign here and we'll show up Monday with a drilling rig.
There are now more than 10,000 wells in the basin. They dot every rise, as pervasive as prairie dogs. The Bureau of Land Management has proposed another 40,000. Here on a windswept terrace overlooking the false-fronted cowboy town of Sheridan, thousands of miles of new roads, pipes, power lines, and containment pits define the landscape.
It's staggering.
But it isn't aesthetics that troubles Morrison and other ranchers most. It's water. Too much water has never been a problem in the Powder River Basin, aptly named because the river often dries to a trickle. But water is a problem now, because to get the gas, methane producers have to pump out the groundwater that holds it in place. The gas goes into a pipeline, and the water's no longer needed. It's spread on roads to hold down the dust, diverted into ditches that run off into pasture, and pumped into huge containment pits like this one that now punctuate the range. Producers suck up more than 60 million gallons a day and dump it on the land. It's useless for irrigation because its high salinity compacts the clay soils and kills vegetation. At the same time, the process, called dewatering, drains the drinking wells. Southeast 100 miles in the heart of the basin, a rusted sign declares as far as the eye can see that this is the Barlow's place. Eric Barlow, a third-generation rancher, points out his 18,000 acres.
1898 is when my great-grandfather came to Campbell County.
Barlow's great-grandfather discovered the first of 8 artesian wells on the land, wells that Barlow has been assured will go dry with methane development.
You know, in years past, municipalities and livestock producers, irrigators, spent incredible amounts of money to develop water resources. Mm-hmm. And now we're at a point where we're developing a resource, i.e. the gas, at the cost of another resource. There goes water right now. That's produced water, actually, from a deep oil well, so that probably doesn't count as potable water.
Along with the water goes Barlow's way of life. Already 8 methane wells have been drilled here, with more to come. He's become an expert on the industry, studying the science, reading legal notices, attending meetings, trying to limit the harm to his land and livelihood. But he's as frustrated with state and federal agencies that tell him they have no jurisdiction over the drilling as he is with the producers who suggest he give up ranching and grow catfish in the containment ponds.
There's lots of administrative oversight that can be applied here, and yet I have to go to a court system, which makes very poor management decisions, yet that's where you have to go, and they wear you down.
Regulatory responsibility was just one of the concerns raised at a recent meeting of Western governors in Salt Lake City. Absent more federal oversight, Fred Krupp of Environmental Defense flat out rejected the BLM's proposal for 40,000 new wells in the basin.
I think this project can only be called devastating. The proposed development would encompass 8 million acres, entail 17,000 miles of new roads, 20,000 miles of new pipelines, 5,000 miles of new power lines.
But Wyoming's governor, Jim Geringer, had a different view.
You'd use the words devastating, damaging, and destructive. I'd add the word delightful once you find out how we can better manage it.
Geringer's position is hardly surprising. Taxes and royalties from the coal bed methane boom turned Wyoming's budget deficit into a surplus of nearly $700 million in just over a year. But even ranchers who own the minerals and pocket the income are worried about who's responsible for damage and who will pay to clean up the mess left behind.
But that's why I'm here. I want to understand better where you're coming from and what your
last week, BLM chief Kathleen Clark met with ranchers in the lounge of a strip motel in Gillette, Wyoming. The donuts remained untouched under plastic wrap for nearly 3 hours as landowners vented. Ed Schwartz lives downstream from methane water discharge, which is cut into the heart of his ranch.
I don't feel like sacrificing my ranch. I'll fight for it because that's where I've been, spent all my life. My dad all his life before him, my son behind me all his life, my grandpa about half his life. There's got to be something else done with that water. That water is killer water.
The complaints ran the gamut, from dried up wells and lost crops to a compressor station so loud it drove one neighbor to try to shoot it out. It didn't work and he was arrested. But in every story, the underlying plea was the same. The landowner felt helpless and without an advocate in government. Phil Hoy owns a trailer park. He's lost his well and his septic leach field.
There is no controlling legal authority for the development of the CBM industry. There's nobody in the state that's going to stand up and take care of me. I don't count, and I'm here to tell you all I do.
Clark listened and nodded through it all. She was fresh from a congressional hearing where she just testified that the BLM is looking to cut red tape, find ways around impediments, and speed approval for new exploration. She offered little in the way of reassurance.
This is a time when energy needs are critical in this nation, and there are some critical resources in this area that the energy, the country would benefit by having access to. And so I don't have answers today, but you've raised important questions.
Clark was asked after the meeting how those questions squared with her agency's directive to make oil and gas development a number one priority.
I don't think that expediting means in any way that we want to ignore or sidestep the need to make sure there's responsible, environmentally sensitive development. So I don't see it as one or the other.
But apparently another agency does. While BLM is fast-tracking development in the Powder River Basin, the Environmental Protection Agency's administrator for the same region gave the worst rating possible to the BLM's environmental impact statement, saying it blatantly ignored air and water quality issues. And this week, the Interior Department's own Board of Land Appeals rejected three previously granted leases in the basin because the agency failed to consider environmental consequences. In town, these small victories make the headlines. But out on the range, they provide little consolation for landowners just waiting for the next knock on the door, caught between the family ranch and the nation's insatiable thirst for energy. Elizabeth Arnold, NPR News, Gillette, Wyoming.